Friends give of themselves, asking nothing in return. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Friends give of themselves, asking nothing in return. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that those people in your life who are real friends just give of themselves and ask nothing in return? They just are there. They just are there as a loving presence. And you, yes, me, when I am a friend, I give of myself and I ask nothing in return. To teach is to go on loving forever without expecting anything in return. A teacher and a friend are pretty much the same ilk and same type of person because they are the same way. We never really understand these things. Friends are those who are free and giving of their total selves, never seeking to misunderstand a feeling, a touch, or a response of love, always remembering it is the touch of spiritual oneness which is being expressed. I live in this total awareness and thrill to enjoying it in my life. That's what a friend does. A friend lives in this total awareness and thrills to enjoy it in my life. Sometimes my family can be my friends. I am fully aware of this and respect this as a possibility. I see in my mother, my father, my sisters, and my brothers, my wife, and husband, and my sister, my children, a spiritual kinship that is one of the glories of life. It is more strange than true, though. And if my family are not my true family, I am not unhappy. I am only aware that it is my friends, those whom I have chosen and are in total oneness with me. These are my real family. These are my spiritual family. Yes, we are often looking around for friends. We're looking around for people that we like to be with. And yet, most people fall short of people we like to be with. They fall short of people we like to be with because they're always asking for something. They have us as a friend for some ulterior motive. They have us as a friend because they are bereft of friends, because they are lean on friends. They don't know how to be a friend themselves. And of course, because of that, friends, possible friends, shy away from them. Now, if I'm going to be a friend, I'm going to be a friend, and I'm going to see in my friend what I am. I'm going to see in my friend all of my loving nature. I'm going to see in my friend all of the harmony, all of the peace, all the goodness that I am. I'm going to see in my friend all the qualities that I consider to be valuable, good, desirable, all the qualities that I claim and I name in myself. Now, that's a pretty big order. It's a big order because we haven't done it very often. Yeah, the more we do it, the more we realize it's not a big offer at all. It's quite a simple thing. Because when I look at other people, the first thing I do is to look at them and say, I created you just the way you are. I created you as a lovely, beautiful, sensitive, caring person. I created you that way. I created you out of my heart. I created you out of my soul. I created you out of my very essence of my being. And as I created you good and very good. I created you loving. I created you joyful. I created you peaceful. Whatever person comes into my life, I make that statement. Now, some persons are naughty persons. Some persons are not nice persons. Some persons are not the kind of persons that we really want. This story of one mother, she said to her child, "I don't want you playing with that person. That boy is not a nice boy. I don't want you playing with him. He does bad things." And the child said, "But Mommy, when he's with me, he only does good things, and he is a good boy." "Mommy, when he's with me, he's a good boy, and he only does good things." You see, when someone is with us in our world, in our life, who we are, they only do the things that we do. They only live the life that we live. Because they are not only a reflection of us, they are a reflection 100% of us. If we have any naughty thoughts in our mind, well, they'll reflect it. If we have any unkind, unhappy thoughts, or if we are going contrary to the values that we have learned, they'll express that. We can always look at every person in our world as a barometer or as a gauge of who we are, because they are a pure reflection of what's going on in our heart and mind. And if they are naughty in any way, we best look at ourselves and say, "I got to clean up my act." We best look at ourselves and say, "Who am I?" Now, the person who most completely, sincerely, wonderfully, joyously reflects our better, our finer, our higher nature, these are ones that we call friends. These are ones that want nothing from us, yet give totally of themselves. They are wonderful, thoughtful, joyous beings, beings who just are happy in themselves, because that's what we are. They are beings who are looking around the world and finding everyone good and very good, like we are. They are beings who are so beautiful, so pure, so innocent, so joyful, so childlike, that to be in their presence is an honor. And my friend, yes, my friend, they are a reflection of who we are. "But Mom, when he's in my presence, he doesn't do naughty things. He only does good things." And you know, this is all so true. When people are in our presence, they only do what we see them doing, what we create them doing, what we are in them doing. They only do who and what we are. Now, if anyone is a naughty person in our world, we can be sure we have naughty thoughts ourselves. So, it's up to us, it's up to me, 100%, to always be thinking beautiful thoughts. I look at the world and I find its good parts, its good things, its values. I look at other people and I find their ideals. I find their joys. I find their presence. I find who and what they are. When I look at my family, I see each one a magnificent expression of purity and goodness. I see each one a magnificent expression of the ideal, because that's who I am. All the world is a reflection of what I am, because all the world is my creation. And every person in the world, whether they be my family or my friend, whomever they may be, they are all a reflection of what's going on inside of me. And if what's going on inside of me is a lovely, beautiful, joyful, fantastic experience, then you can be sure I am outwardly seeing in my world joyful, beautiful, loving, fantastic experiences everywhere I look. I can look at those areas of the world where things did not seem to be too happy before. But when I shone my eyes on that area of the world, or that area of life, immediately it blossomed forth as a glorious, wonderful, happy thing. Immediately. Friends are those who are free in giving of their total selves, never seeking to misunderstand a feeling, a touch, or a response of love. Always remembering, it is the touch of spiritual oneness which is being expressed. I live in this total awareness and thrilled to enjoying it in my life. Oh, yes. I thrill to enjoying it in my life. Because everywhere I go, whomever I meet, whatever circumstances I see, they are a reflection of me. They are a reflection of what's going on inside of me. If I find ugliness in the world, oh dear, if I looked inside of myself, I'd see that ugliness there. If I find unhappiness, or if I find mistrust in the world, it is in me. So if I find trust in the world, it's in me. If I find happiness in the world, it's in me. If I find beauty, goodness, right action, truth, love, if I find all that is good in my world, that is what's within me. All that I see in my world came out of me. All that I know in my world is a reflection of what's going on in my heart, in my soul, in my very essence of my being. Oh, yeah. I cannot escape the responsibility for who I am. And the world is who I am. Now, stop and think about it for just a moment. In all the world, in all the billions and billions of people in the world, think of them. Are most of them, in fact, the greatest percentage of the people on earth, are they happy? Oh, yes. Are the greatest percentage of people anywhere in the world happy? Yes. Are a few unhappy? Maybe. Those few see the world as unhappy, and they announce it as unhappy, and they get in the newspaper, they get in the magazines, they get in the movies, they get in all of this nonsense stuff that we see. But the happy people, they don't care. They will see something that's unhappy, and they'll say, oh, they're just finding their oats. And they're good people. They're nice people. They just haven't awakened to the fact that all the world loves a lover, and all the world loves them, and all the world thinks they're wonderful. And I think they're wonderful. And then they are wonderful. They are indeed wonderful. They are indeed fantastic. They are indeed the very essence of what a friend is. Friends only give of themselves, asking nothing in return. You are a friend to all in the world. I am a friend to all in the world. And I give of myself, asking nothing in return. For no one could give me anything in return. For these are all my creation. And I created them abundant. I created them healthy. I created them happy. I created them friendly. I created them being fully responsible for who and what they are, and looking at the world and seeing everyone in the world as beautiful and good. And I see that, and I know that, and it is done. And because I see it and know it, it is done. Yes, I like being a friend. Because being a friend says to me, I'm creating beautifully. And my creation are indeed as beautiful as I am. And if I am a friend, giving of myself and wanting nothing in return, if I am that kind of a friend, then I am surrounded in my world by those kind of people. Because those kind of people are just giving of themselves, asking nothing in return. They're just loving. They're just smiling. They're just being joyous. They're just being all that is good and very good. And how wonderful that is. It's a responsibility to recognize that I, as the creator of the world, created it good. And how do I keep it good? By seeing my people in my world as always doing everything beautiful and good. My children are outstanding. My wife or husband is fantastic. My mother and father, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, cousins, grandparents, whomever are in my life, and I call relative, are good. Oh, they're the best. They are the finest people in the world. They're my reflection. And then I expand my consciousness to all those people that are not in my physical family, but they're in my mental family. They're ones that I created hither and yon everywhere, and they are good and very good. But Mom, when he's with me, he's a nice boy. And so it is, as we look at the world, we say, but Mom, they're nice people. They're beautiful people, and they're loving people. They're sensitive people. Yes, there are people out of the Merchant of Venice. If I prick them, will they not bleed? If I love them, will they not be loved? Yes, we are they, and we are all. And it is good, and very good. Friends are those who give freely of themselves to their creation and expect nothing in return except the reflection of who they are in their friend and their creation. Have a wonderful day. You created it. Be surrounded by wonderful people. You created them. And be at peace. That's how all are created. I love you. I love you. I love you.